The sun is shining and the autumn water is waiting. Ah, 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 what a stunning beauty. The teenager saw that the person who their boss wanted to find is actually a great beauty. He immediately screamed out, "Boss, you must be a fake boss. My boss likes men only, otherwise all these years have not seen you around a single half of the female species." The cold man sent an eye knife flying over to silence him immediately. This terrible gaze, it seems that the person in front of him is really the boss, cannot be wrong. Knock, knock, knock. There was a knock on the door from outside. "Your Highness, this is Cheng Mu. Come in." The cold man's voice, without a trace of temperature, was like a 10,000-year-old iceberg, emitting an intimidating chill. "Your Highness, just now the envoy delivered a letter, saying that it was specified to be delivered to the Yun Chan Bamboo Room." Cheng Mu, a gentle-faced butler, sent the letter over after confirming that the Yun Chan Bamboo Room was His Highness's bedroom. To know that the news of His Highness living here was a secret, the person who could know about it meant that it was not an ordinary person. "Where is the person who delivered the letter?" The cold man opened his mouth and asked, glancing at Cheng Mu. "The person has already left." Just as Cheng Mu finished speaking, the envelope in his hand flew away and fell into His Highness's hands. After opening the envelope, the cold man saw the delicate and graceful handwriting, just like the feeling the woman gave him. Only after he saw the contents inside, his handsome face instantly turned black like the bottom of a pot. "One misunderstanding, good riddance. Deliver your hard-earned money." Seeing a bright pink cloud crystal coin placed in the envelope, the corners of his mouth couldn't help but twitch. With the monetary value on the continent, one pink cloud crystal coin is equivalent to 10 yuan. Was he being whored out? "Little woman, you'd better pray that this king doesn't find you." Feeling the temperature inside the room drop steeply, the two remaining people couldn't help but pat their chests. "Boss, then, shall I go find that great beauty?" The white-clothed boy felt that the atmosphere of the old room was too cold, and he was sure to be frozen into ice if he did not slip away in time. This kind of torture is better for Cheng Mu alone to enjoy alone. He winked sympathetically at Cheng Mu and told him to fend for himself. Cheng Mu had a bitter smile on his face. He didn't know what exactly was written in that letter. A pink cloud crystal coin was all it took to make His Highness, who was so happy and pleased with himself, so angry. "It's your sister-in-law." The cold man's magnetic voice fell down, startling the two of them as if they were wooden chickens, directly turning into two stone sculptures. "Sister-in-law, sister-in-law, ah," the white-clothed teenager stammered, the usual witty energy, completely scared out of it. "The boss is not evil, right?" He subconsciously took a step back, remembering the strength of the boss. As if evil, the consequences are too terrible. "What are you waiting for? Do not go to find someone." The cold man frowned. "Yes, yes, yes, little brother is going to look for them now," the white-clothed boy said playfully. It seemed that the boss was serious. "But his boss is such a cold and arrogant person, it is impossible to joke, okay?
Your Highness,
I'll also go help find the royal concubine." Cheng Mu also immediately found an excuse and withdrew from the Yun Chan Bamboo Room. The cold man was pinching that one pink cloud crystal coin in his hand, a peach blossom pink translucent crystal coin that reflected an oily luster in the sunlight, and the white cloud waiting texture could be seen in it. This is the first gift she gave him, and he accepted it. However, she actually wanted to write him off after she had been entwined with him to death, but he did not agree. "One night as my woman, a whole lifetime will be my woman." He had been waiting for someone, a woman who made him feel something. Now that he's found one, how can he let her escape his life? "Want to split up in one shot? This king wants you on my bed night after night." The corners of his lips curved up in an arc as he said domineeringly.